You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's jump into a trending report right now. Man, the big news still around the country is the fallout from that bridge collapse in Baltimore. And now it's not only the video that we're seeing and from all these different angles, but some of the dispatchers' messages are now going viral as well. And they're crediting some of these people, you know, with obviously saving lives, because in just a short amount of time, they got traffic stopped onto that bridge. And man, it's just, you know, like we were talking about yesterday, Jeremy, if you can imagine if this had happened during like rush hour or even just in the middle of the day, I mean, the death toll could have been
absolutely horrible. And think of all those, then vehicles down there in the water and, you know, and the economic impact now because of this, because they're talking about how it is the biggest port out there that none of these boats can get into. And you're talking about 100,000 plus people that work in that area every day and they can't get to their jobs. And now the standstill of all this cargo, and what do they do with it, and where do they reroute it? And things are going to be gummed up for a while. Yeah, it's not good at all. It is a big mess, man.
It's a mess. President Biden is calling on the federal government to pay for the rebuild of the bridge. And I got to tell you, man, there's so much writing on this kind of stuff. And it just kind of points out really how vulnerable we are, you know, and even with something that in this case, it looks like it was just a horrific accident. And we're so vulnerable to just, you know, because there will be all sorts of fallout from this happening.
Yeah, the trickle-down is crazy on this.
Yeah, so
and the conspiracy theories are through the roof, too. Immediately, everybody starts going, you know, oh, my God, this was intentional. I mean, who knows? It's going to be a few weeks before we know what really went on, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows if it was intentional? But then the, you know, the because the traffic has stopped here, they're going to reroute everything to this other port in Virginia, which is a soft target. So the enemies are going to, you know, send their boats into that, you know, and blow things up. And I'm like, just relax for a minute. Take a breath. Just chill.
Yeah, some people live to stir stuff up.
I know.
So
immediately.
That's too
and
bad.
Our poor producer laps it up. My God. He was sending me tweet after tweet yesterday of conspiracy. I was like, dude, you need to go take a walk outside for a little bit. Relax.
Go get some fresh air.
Settle down.
Yeah. What else is trending right now? There's an interesting little piece on when you invite people over to your house. What's the first thing they notice when they walk in? And the way they frame the story is interesting. They talk about how if you have house guests coming over, you first thing you think about doing is cleaning, right? Because you don't want people to see, oh, I've got a dirty house. And it turns out that's not the first thing that people notice when they walk in. The first thing, and this makes sense, the first thing they notice is the scent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because we all go to somebody's house and it never smells like our house.
Right.
It always smells some other way. And I've thought about that. Like, when people come to my house, it doesn't smell like their house.
Sure, and you're wondering if it smells good. And I mean, we've had to apologize for people that come over, like, a, you know, spontaneously or something, a neighbor, and we'll have to apologize because we'll say, I'm sorry, we just steamed some broccoli, or, you know, we had fish last night. I'm sorry if the house smells. Just to cut it off at the pass.
The scent is number one, so that's both good and bad smells. Number two thing that people notice, do you agree with this? The lighting?
Maybe a little.
That's the number two thing that people, I guess they have no choice but to notice it because they walk in.
What's the wattage on those bulbs up there?
Then you get down to things like the clutter. So, and then the dirty kitchen. And then number five, I had to chuckle. Number five is house plants. So apparently we're judging people's plants in their house. Another reboot is coming our way, whether we want it or not. Every single movie, it seems, is just remade. Now, Pirates of the Caribbean, an actual reboot, because they don't think any of the main cast are coming back, like Johnny Depp or Keira Knightley or Orlando Bloom. So it looks like they will just start over and reboot the franchise. And why not? It's guaranteed to pull in $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
People love those movies. How many of those have you seen? I think I've seen the first two.
Maybe two
or
three.
But I think that's all I've seen.
Two or three. Mostly in passing if the kids have them on, you know, or something. They're good movies. The special effects are incredible in them.
They're incredible, yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer is the producer guy. He's made so many different hits. And he's just seeing dollar signs. He's like, yeah, we'll just go back to the well. And then this is hilarious to me. Baseball season gets underway officially, I guess. It got underway last week with a couple of games, but otherwise it's tomorrow. The Rockies played their last spring training game yesterday, and they will start the season tomorrow along with all the other teams out on the road. They're going to be in Arizona to play. But there's an online gambling site that's doing something kind of funny. They're looking to hire what they call a wiener connoisseur.
Hey.
Jeremy, could you be a wiener connoisseur, do you think?
No, but that's a perfect job for your mom.
Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da. They said that your job is not to go out and find the best hot dog. They actually just want you to go out and measure each weenie so they can see which major league ballpark offers the biggest and which offers the smallest.
Major league ballparks be like,
ask me about my wiener! Ask me about my wiener!
There you go. You got to measure the length, the diameter, or the girth, as we like to call it.
Girth it up.
And also how heavy it is.
All right, you're saying,
do I get paid for this? Well, sort of. They will cover your travel expenses. They'll give you tickets into the stadiums to see the games. And they'll give you $2,500. I don't know if that's worth your summer or not. But if you want to do that, you have until April 18th to go online and submit your name. What else is trending?
Well, I'm so happy because today is a day dedicated to my favorite weekend sip and drink. Today is International Whiskey Day, and it does afford me the opportunity to play about 20 seconds of Willie Nelson.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
So good. That song.
You know, I was never a whiskey guy until just about, I don't know, 12 years ago.
Oh, just, I thought you were going to say like 2 weeks ago. 12 years ago. That's a long time.
No, but I mean, considering my age, I grew up, I was a beer and wine guy and vodka.
Oh, okay.
You made the switch. And then beer, wine, and vodka was my drink. And then finally, I made the switch. To the whiskey.
My two favorites, Heaven Hill is a very, very good whiskey, and then this other brand called Dexter Three Wood, which is aged in 200-year-old oak barrels. Now, both of those bottles are not very cheap, but if you're looking for a good sipping whiskey, definitely good. If you're looking for a Wednesday night, you know, whiskey and Coke, Bullet. Go Bullet. But that Dexter Three Wood, oh my God, it's so good. Big news in the world of Easter candy this morning. For the first time ever, this year's Cadbury Bunny is a raccoon. Cadbury does this contest every year where they pick a new animal and put ears on them and say, hey, it's our new bunny. So, yeah, this year it's a little trash panda named Louie. It's a pet from Miami. They say the tryouts showed that this guy is super cute, has a friendly face. He's got a special skill of creating paintings and the ability to carry rabies, is what they said on the website. So congratulations to Louie the Raccoon, the latest Cadbury Bunny.
Those things can be mean, man.
They will rip your face right off, dog. Yeah,
they're mean.
They will attack your face. They will attack your family. They're mean, mean, mean. Costco's in trending this morning. If you're planning on just wandering into a Costco and eating one of their girthy hot dogs or a slice of pizza, make sure you have proof of membership. According to multiple reports, the company is cracking down on their rules and regulations, making sure that only paying customers, membership customers, can receive certain benefits, including their $1.50 hot dogs and enjoying anything there at their little food court. I guess you're going to have to show an ID card now, your little Costco card.
But don't you need an ID card to get in? So is that they don't want people walking in with a member and then going over by themselves?
You can slip out the exit super easily. And this is weird because I've worked at a Costco. When I was in high school, I worked at a Costco for about 2 weeks. And that was one of their things is like you could walk in and not have a membership and still eat at their food court. So now they're totally flipping on that, I guess. They must just be having too many people wandering
Costco
in.
Costco be flipping.
They'd be flipping.
Why didn't you stick for more than 2 weeks?
It was multiple reasons. It just was not a job that I would have enjoyed.
Fair enough.
I think after that is when I went and worked at the gym then for like 3 years, and that was way, way better.
More your calling?
More my calling. See, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, they're having to shut down their charitable foundation, mostly because the donations have gone away since the slapping incident of 2022. They've had like an 83% drop in donations. I don't know what their organization does or who they represent. But as of right now, they're going to focus on their personal charitable donations instead of money coming in. So, boy, that slap hurt his career and multiple people that they were helping out. That sucks. Speaking of reboots and stuff, did you see the trailer for Bad Boys 4? That's his latest.
No.
Bad Boys Ride or Die is coming out. So another Bad Boys movie.
I missed that one somehow. How did I miss that?
I know. I watched the trailer. I like those movies. No matter what your thoughts are on Will Smith, those are fun movies, really fun movies. So we'll see. We'll see if I poke around with that one. This one's for the Star Wars nerds. Blue Milk is hitting the stores on April 17th as part of Lucasfilm's Imperial March, which is celebrating the weeks leading up to Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Blah.
Get ready.
The Blue Milk, I think, was only in like one scene, wasn't it? Back in the original Star Wars, and now they're going to try to make some bank off of it.
Yeah, he's with his aunt and uncle or something, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Before they get burned to a crisp.
And they're saying this Blue Milk is just vanilla flavored. Yeah, vanilla flavored with blue food coloring. I love me some blue food coloring. Yum, 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 yum. And this story is so me. It says over half of Americans say that they think their car is part of the family. They just look at their vehicle and they're like, you know what? You're just one of us. I'm going to invite you to Easter dinner. And yeah, I completely feel that way. And then it goes on to talk about why people aren't getting rid of their cars, you know, because, one, they're expensive. But, the one you have is reliable, gets good gas mileage. You've had some good memories in it. I mean, I'm thinking about getting rid of America's pickup and getting something else, but it's been such a good truck, and there has been good memories in that. Hard to let it go.
Are you going to have to take a day off from work after that?
I might have to mourn.
Stay home and grieve over your truck?
Although I rode in today with no radio again, so it's a very quiet drive. About halfway in, I ended up turning on my phone on a podcast and put it on speakerphone and let it sit in the cup holder. Really quick, here's your Fat America. Lay's is debuting 4 nostalgia flavors, they say. It's the BLT sandwich, crispy taco, fried pickles, and kettle-cooked lime and cracked pepper. I want to try the BLT sandwich one. I just bought some Pringles that were a Philly cheesesteak sandwich and loaded French fries. You know, because I'm on my health journey right now.
Yeah. Because you didn't have enough chemicals that day?
I know. And as I'm eating them, I'm like, man, this was so lab created, but they're so good.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a downer video I posted today, but she's not wrong. It's an Australian influencer who broke down what would happen at your job if you died. And again, she's not wrong. So maybe, if you're kind of frustrated with your job, take a peek at that video today on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.